basically, I've been talking to people about what we've been doing, and what we've been doing in D.C. is actually trying to get the government funded. You know, we're working on funding the government through the end of the fiscal year, and I'm just talking to people about the level of debt that we're in. You know, we have a $1.5 trillion deficit this year, and those of us in the House are working to try to trim that deficit and, you know, try to get to a balanced budget, and that's the message I'm getting to the people, is how serious the problem is with the federal government's level of debt.
When you're grassroots with people face-to-face, are they aware of how deep the problem is, or are you surprising them with this?
Well, I think that they're basically sort of surprised. You know, the message that we're giving is that, you know, out of every dollar the government spends, they're borrowing 42 cents. And you and I can't do that in our households. And neither can the government, because this is leading to unsustainable levels of debt that's going to lead our children and our grandchildren to have to pay, you know, a lot more in taxes. And, you know, I think we need to get it under control, because I think that's sort of, you know, the bottom line is that I think it affects jobs. And, you know, we all need jobs here in the UP. And, you know, my job is to try to create conditions that help people get, you know, get work.
I'm curious, yeah, from your standpoint, now that you've had the time to kind of get settled in D.C. and you're working on these situations and these issues, that it is kind of a very difficult time, because you have to tell people that are very passionate about programs that the money is just not there.
Yeah, everybody seems to understand to a certain degree that, you know, things have to be cut, but nobody wants the program that's their favorite to be cut, you know. And you know, the way I look at it, the entire federal budget has to be looked at, and you know, there are going to be cuts everywhere. I mean, I don't want to eliminate everything, but you know, we have, you know, borrowing 42 cents for every dollar. We just can't do that anymore. Now's the time to fix it.
Are there particular areas that you're looking that are a focus for you to be looking at, or with committees you're on and some of your colleagues that you're working on? Are there particular areas that you're looking at in the budget to try to put some immediate trims on?
Well, I mean, I think the entire thing has to be looked at. I mean, we can't ignore any parts of it. You know, the we've ignored the fact that Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid have been unwieldy and over budget for years, and we've just been putting that to the back burner. And in April, when we come forward with a 2012 budget, we're going to try to address all those in a fair manner. And, you know, that's the challenge ahead of us. And when you talk about the committees, we're trying to, I'm trying to work on, for example, getting the federal forest to be willing to cut more of the trees down in the federal forest, you know what I mean, because of the, that's a big industry here in northern Michigan, and you know, we're working on that. Another thing I worked on in the committees is trying to get that road 595 mm-hmm. you know, to get going, so that we can avoid having those trucks go through Marquette. You know, and stuff like that is the things we're working on in the committees, you know, trying to get the, you know, some opportunity for jobs here in northern Michigan. And then, you know, this whole budget thing is just something that we're trying to address every day. And, you know, it's taking up a lot of our time.
Well,
for sure.
It is interesting, because here in Michigan, obviously the budget is also on the top of everybody's agendas and the news cycles. But in terms of how you think the budget battle is going to go in Washington this year, what do you think? What do you anticipate we're going to see?
Well, I don't know exactly what's happening, because the Senate doesn't seem to be engaged, you know, nor has the president been on board either. You know, we passed a budget to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, H.R. 1, and, you know, the Senate didn't pass it, but they didn't come back to us to negotiate, you know, getting something done. So we're sort of at an impasse with the Senate, because they're not, you know, coming to the table. Mr. Biden was appointed to be the chief negotiator by the president with the House, and then he left for Europe. you know, so we didn't have anybody to negotiate with. It's sort of frustrating, to tell you the truth, but I'm not sure what's going to happen going forward.
I'm sure that, you know, one of the things that as you're experiencing being in Washington is frustration. You know, it's one of those things that with the political process, it's not just a walk in the park. But what has the reaction been so far when you've been back here now working across the district? What are folks telling you that they're hoping you get done?
Well, I think a lot of what people are telling me is that, you know, there's an undue amount of federal regulations that involve people in business, people in our local governments at the county level, at the city level, that the federal government regulations are costing them a lot of money, and they want to see that, you know, that part of it eased up so that they don't have to comply with a lot of this, you know, irrational regulation that costs communities money and, you know, doesn't really have any positive impact. That's what people have been telling me